Prepare the path of esteem, your freedom, and your life. Know that I am Golobulus, supreme ruler of this kingdom of Cobrilla. It was I who created you, Serpentor. You are mine. You perceive the facts correctly, Destro. I implanted the idea and the skill in Dr. Mindbender's rather pedestrian brain with this, a psychic motivator. It is our greater destiny which concerns me now. Where is the broadcast energy transmitter? Let's hope not, Serpentor. I would hate to lose you. However, you will have other opportunities to serve me. First, a graver matter lies before us. The trial of Cobra Commander. Be silent, or be silenced. Because, Dreadnox, we are civilized, and a great wrong has been inflicted upon Cobra by Cobra Commander. That wrong must be avenged in accordance with our ancient tradition. Let the web of remembrance tell the tale. 40,000 years ago, the glory of Cobra dominated this planet, but an age of ice destroyed much of what we had built, and with it began the time of the barbarians. Surprisingly, they evolved.
If you ask me, some of them did not evolve.
And gradually, they mastered a technology based on inorganic, lifeless substances. Their culture was a travesty of our own noble ways and a threat to our very existence. We retreated to preserve our ways and await an opportunity to reclaim the Earth. Generations passed, and then a brilliant young nobleman came to my attention. Even though disfigured by a laboratory accident, he was my choice to go into the world to raise a mighty army and to destroy the so-called human civilization which had driven us into exile. You were my hope, Cobra Commander, and you failed me miserably.
I was betrayed! My troops lacked courage! It was not my fault!
You failed!
No! Your precious creation, Serpentor, defiled your dreams of conquest! Destroy him, I say! Destroy him!
Behold, the culmination of centuries. The ultimate fruit of hypergenetic manipulation. A weapon no enemy can withstand. In several hours, these magnificent fungusoids will mature and launch hundreds of giant pods into orbit. The pods will bear spores, and the spores will degenerate all organisms they touch, mutating them into primitive, incompetent life forms. Only those beneath Cobra La's ice dome will be spared. But the pods will not ripen in freezing space without energy. And that is why I must have. But your punishment will not be.
Punishment? What about my trial?
It's over, and the verdict is guilty. Guilty of the one unforgivable crime, failure. Nemesis Enforcer, throw this worthless sewage into the abyss of oblivion.
A trifle melodramatic, but instructive.
Nemesis Enforcer, take him away. May your deeds match your words, Serpentor.
The Joes are escaping! We must destroy them!
You will find that Cobra Lai is prepared to handle all contingencies, my impetuous friend. Nemesis Enforcer, dispose of him. When this time worm completes its journey, the pods will ripen, and their spores will burst forth. And this pitiful planet will be ours. I'm aware of that, Serpentor. I am aware of everything. All shall be accomplished in the fullness of time. They are too late. But to assuage your fears, I shall take precautions. Organisms of Cobra La, detach and defend to the death. Obliterate them! I will stain my hands with your blood! No one defies Globulus and lives! No one! The last thing you will hear is the cracking of your vertebrae, one by one! Heroic and utterly futile. Behold, the pods have matured. There is no way to stop the spores. You have lost, G.I. Joe. Lost.